It's Mornings with Dablo on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Coming up on 940 here, we've got some clouds. Still some fog out there, 32 degrees. Monday talk round. I told you this morning we were going to be busy talking with a lot of people today, and we're wrapping things up on our talk round. Mandy Steinberger in from Breckenridge Family Community and Teen Center. Good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Every month you're in here, I always expect, you know, some month you're going to come in, there's just not going to be a lot going on. No, because every time you come in, it's just loaded up with events over there.
Yeah, that's how we roll, Bill.
And congratulations, too, for being nominated, too, for that Spark Plug Award.
Oh, thank you, Bill.
Well-deserving.
Well, thank you. Yeah. It was a surprise and humbling and pretty cool to see that we're making a difference.
Absolutely, so. You're making a difference. And you're doing that by just being consistent and just giving people a great place to go. What's happening in the month of February? What do you got going on here, young lady?
Well, the weather, as you know, hasn't really been cooperating for our warming house, skating and sledding, all of that fun stuff. But we roll with the punches at the Teen Center. So in February here, we are going to be, of course, letting you know that our we're open for no cost. Like, there is no cost to come to the Teen Center beyond what you want to spend on concessions.
Sure.
And then skating if and when that ever happens again.
It might come back.
It might. Yeah. It might. So, but yeah, we're open 3:15 to 5:30 Monday through Thursday.
Okay.
And we are still figuring out the weekend hours depending on attendance and what's going on with rentals and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
This weekend in particular, we are going to be closing up early on Saturday for a rental, so we'll only be open until 6 p.m.
Okay.
And if it looks crazy busy from 4 to 6 p.m., it's because we do have an open hours rental. So that's where, if you didn't know, we do open hours rentals where people can come in while we're open and get a reduced rate, but then you just share the facility with the rest of the community.
Do you get a lot of people doing that?
We do. We do have several people that are like, they're happy to do that. But yeah, so if people are driving by and going, oh, I think there's a rental there, you're not wrong, but we're still open.
Sure. Okay, so you can still drop in. Yeah,
right, absolutely. So that's what we've got going on this week. And then, of course, Bill, we added an air fryer to our concession stand.
Good call.
Now we've got popcorn, chicken strips, french fries. We have now added also grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Making me hungry.
To our concessions. So yeah, send the kids with some money and you don't necessarily need to figure out supper.
Right.
But yeah, our seasonal warming house hours are typically 3:15 to 8 p.m. on Fridays.
Okay.
Saturday 1 to 8 p.m. with this Saturday being an exception. And then Sunday from 1 to 6. And again, we're trying to figure out, based on attendance, we did have some attendance yesterday, so that was kind of cool. But we've got our, I'll just kind of barrel forward
sure,
here.
Absolutely.
Bill, and then reminding people that when you're there, sign up for the Win It Wednesday so we can, on Wednesdays, every day you're there, sign up. You know, then Wednesdays we'll pull out who wins the free mini blizzard, and it's been nice enough to where you don't even have to wonder if you want to get one. So,
right.
So, and then we have our Teen Center tournaments. We had our ping pong tournament already on Friday, but we have our pool tournament coming up Friday, that would be Monday, I believe, February 12th.
Okay.
And then the chess tournament date would be Monday, February 26th. And again, that's 3:15 to 5:30. Be there by 3:45 so that we can get you on the roster.
Right.
And then the winners of those end up with some treats. So
I heard the chess classic was a great success over there.
Oh, it was Dominic was hoping for 25 to 30, mm-hmm. and we ended up with 32.
Fantastic.
My Theo and Tempe played, and they had fun, and it was great.
Good. I love hearing that.
It was fantastic. So I told Dominic we've got to do that again.
Keep it rolling. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yes. So, and we also have our monthly coloring contest. Come on in. We have it from ages 1 to 15. And then at the end of the month, we announce the winner and put together a cool little goodie bag for you to take for the winners to take. So,
okay.
And then we have our Early Out Movie Day and Catapult Challenge.
Catapult Challenge.
Yes.
Okay. What's this about?
So our new craft lady, Penny, we thought it would be really cool to make catapults. I mean, of course.
Of course.
Right?
That's just something you think of, you
right.
know?
Right. Yeah. And then, but we have to turn it into a competition, Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Who can fling their candy hearts the farthest
with our catapults.
So we'll be doing that throughout the time, and then we're going to be watching Ratatouille.
Oh, love that one.
Eating popcorn, mm-hmm. you know, got free popcorn, free treats, and we're going to be just having a lot of fun. We've got those cookies from Econo, of course. They're going to be, oh my goodness, every time we pick them up, Bill.
Oh,
they look,
love those.
They decorate them mm-hmm. so
amazing. Like nobody else can, yeah.
And the kids just love it. So yeah, so they're massive. Those cookie sandwiches are massive, and they're good. Those are good. So come on over, put your name in the hat for to win one of three of those.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie is going to start at 3:30 so that we can get it done.
Right.
But then we have that time to get those catapults
sure.
done.
Sure, I love that.
So, yeah, and then that's Wednesday, February 7th from 1:15 to 5:30, or okay. actually 6. We pushed it back to 6 because there's just so much going on.
Right.
So, and then we have our annual Love Our Youth campaign this February, and all throughout February you can donate to our youth year-round program. It's the program that we've been working very hard to get going year-round.
Sure.
And the funds that we receive help us to do that. And I do a couple different fundraisers throughout the year, go for grants or whatnot that I can to keep it open for the youth. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it does cost around $15,000 to
Absolutely.
Be able to do that.
Yeah.
So anybody that wants to help, write a check over to City of Breckenridge in the memo section, put year-round youth program. So that's something you can do. But we have a main event coming up on Friday, February 16th.
Okay.
And that's 3:15 to 8 p.m. And we're going to be decorating and eating cookies, heart-shaped cookies, of course.
Of course, yeah.
Of our youth and in honor of Valentine's Day, of course. And, you know, that one's that's a universal, like, yeah, their hearts, but, you know, the boys are just like, I can eat cookies. So,
right,
like,
right.
There's nobody not liking that one. We'll have free cocoa. And treats. The treats are going to be the cookies, of course,
mm-hmm.
but and then door prizes and bingo for the community. So, and that's like I said, it's youth under 10 need to be accompanied by an adult. But the teen center isn't just for it's for right. anybody when we're open.
Sure.
So you come on over with your littles. We've got stuff for all ages. We've got our senior pool league every Friday from noon to 3 p.m. So there really isn't any age
mm-hmm.
that we aren't there to serve.
You kind of span all age groups. I love that.
We do. So, yeah, and that's what we've got going on is a bit.
Right. Man, I'll tell you what. A lot going on. You never come in here with an empty sheet.
No.
And I'm sure great things happening in March, too. And
yeah.
we'll talk about that when you're back first part of next month.
Yes.
All right. Mandy, great to have you in, as always.
Yes, and I'm going to shout out to our sponsors that we've had. We did our thank you cards in January and finished them up here, and you should be seeing those in the mail. So those of you that sponsored our after-school year-round program, the kids had fun making those out and getting them out to you.
Fantastic. Mandy, always great to have you in here.
Thank you, Bill.
You have a great month of February. We will talk more about what's happening in the month of March next month. It's 9:48. You're at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Got a cloudy sky right now, 32 degrees.
This is the Ag Central Radio Network. I'm Jamie Dickerman of the Market Update. We're looking at negative numbers now, basically across the board here as we move along on our Monday trading day here. Seeing things in negative territory here as exports from Ukraine remain robust. In fact, Ukraine now shipping 14.3 million metric tons of agricultural products through the Black Sea since August, when the so-called humanitarian corridor was established. The shipping route called the Ukrainian corridor established